This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Farmers are discovering crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois is a good fit for their farming operation. Albert Thompson of Perry County, Illinois, explains why he chose Farm Credit.
I took crop insurance out through Farm Credit Services, and they explained the programs well to me. I have no problem getting served well on claims and kept the wheels spinning in some rough, difficult times.
There's peace of mind in knowing your revenue is secure during volatile years.
I hear the statement from people that can't afford crop insurance. I can't afford not to have it, because when we go into planting a crop in the spring, I know the minimum amount of revenue I'm going to have at the end of the year. That's something I never had without it.
Crop insurance provides farmers the flexibility needed to meet the demands of today's farming operations.
I can't imagine farming without crop insurance. As much capital is involved today, I'd have to reevaluate everything I do.
Call us at 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment, Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
It's 10 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning from FM 106. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 7.11 and a quarter, up 5.5. May wheat trading at 7.15 and a half, up 4.5. March corn trading at 7.04 and three quarter, down a quarter. May corn trading at 6.94, down three quarter. March soybeans trading at 14.54 and three quarter, up 7. May beans trading at 14.38 and three quarter, up 7. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 7.05 and three quarter, up 6.5. May wheat ended at 7.11, up 5 and three quarter. July wheat ended at 7.14, up 4. March corn yesterday ended at 7.05, up 11 and one half. May corn ended at 6.94 and three quarter, up 9 and a quarter. July corn ended at 6.79, up 7 and one half. March soybeans yesterday ended at 14.47 and three quarter, down 3 and a half. May beans ended at 14.31 and three quarter, down 3 and a half. July beans ended at 14.18 and a half, down 3 and a half. March soybean meal yesterday ended at 4.2770, up 21. May meal ended at 426.80, up 23. July meal ended at 420.30, up 22. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 49.02, down $1.05. May oil ended at 49.39, down $1.05. July oil ended at 49.73, down $1.02. March oats yesterday ended at 380, up 2.5. May oats ended at 371 and three quarter, down a penny. Right now we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a cash grain recap.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Kunta grain prices did end mixed on Tuesday afternoon, with corn and wheat higher and soybeans ending lower. A strong cash market and technical buying at the Board of Trade helped to lift corn values. In northern and western Illinois, Kunta grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 9 cents higher at 6.95 to 7.11, while soybean bids dropped 4 to 7 cents at 14.32 to 14.42. In central Illinois, Kunta grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 11 cents higher at 7.05 to 7.20, while soybeans fell 3 to 5 cents at 14.51 to 14.58. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 6 to 11 cents at 6.95 to 7.31. Soybeans fell 3 to 8 cents at 14.48 to 14.74, and the wheat price is up 2 to 3 at 6.96 to 7.18. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 3 cents lower at 14.73 to 14.78. Basis ended steady on Tuesday, ranging from 25 to 30 over the March. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $2.10 to $4.10 on Tuesday to range from $4.33.70 to $4.43.70. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids mostly 11 cents stronger at 725 to 735, with basis ending steady to 10 cents stronger at 20 to 30 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 9 to 12 cents higher on Tuesday at 716 to 724. Basis ended steady to 2 cents lower at 11 to 19 over the March. Soybeans down 2 to 3 at 1463 to 1471, with basis steady to 1 cent higher at 15 to 23 over the March. And new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery gained a nickel at 694 to 695, with basis up 1 cent, ranging from 20 to 19 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 4 cents higher at 710 to 718. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 13 cents, with quotations at 1475 to 1478. Soft red winter wheat up a penny at 735 to 736, and Milo ended 11 cents higher at 709 to 710. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in that region range from 519 up to 538. New crop soybean bids range from 1213 to 1228. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from a low of 522 up to 536. New crop bean bids at 1215 to 1235. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn at 520 up to 541. New crop bean bids range from 1228 to 1243. And the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 682 up to 696. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, April hogs ended at 81.57, down 32. May hogs ended at 89.50, up 70. June hogs ended at 91.32, up 27. February cattle yesterday ended at 127.27, up 32. April cattle ended at 129.30, up 87. June cattle ended at 124.32, up 17. March feeder cattle yesterday ended at 141.17, up 37. April feeders 144.02, up 32. May feeders ended at 147.40, up 45. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
This is Roger Elliott with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt hog report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded $1.33 lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $64 to $75.50 with a weighted average carcass price of $72.85. From the Illinois Direct Sow report, slaughter sows traded $1 to $2 higher, with moderate demand for light offerings. U.S. number 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 44 to 48. 4 to 500 pound sows at 48 to 52. 500 to 550 pound sows at 51 to 54. And over 550 pounds at 53 to 56. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded mostly $3 lower, with light demand for moderate offerings ranging from 49 to 52, with a few at $57. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 10,242 head. United Producers Auction at Shelbyville for February 26, the opening report had receipts of 217. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1.50 to $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $2 higher. Choice slaughter steers range from $1.22 to $1.27 and a quarter. Choice slaughter Holstein steers from $1.12 to $1.16. Choice slaughter heifers from $1.22 to $1.26 and a quarter. Arthur Sale Barn weekly hay report for February 25th had receipts of 2,882 bales, which amounted to 140.05 tons. Alfalfa premium quality small squares sold from $6 to $8.50. Good quality small squares traded from 4.25 to 5.75, with large squares 3x3s from $62 to $90. and large rounds 5x5s at $100. Alfalfa orchard grass, premium quality small squares, traded from $6 to $6.75, with large squares 3x3s at $130. Mixed grass, premium quality small squares, traded from $6 to $6.75, with large squares 3x3s at $130. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, range from $3.50 to $5, with large rounds 5x5s from $60 to $75. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, traded from $1.75 to $3.50, with large squares 3x3s from $24 to $32. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading was moderate with light demand, light to moderate offerings, with 75 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $81.46, which was 26 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $184.51, which was $1.42 higher, with select carcasses at $182.57, which was $2.43 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Wednesday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 102,000, compared to 121,000 for last week and 125,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 426,000, compared to 421,000 last week and 423,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This has been Roger Elliott with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 155, down 2. For block cheese, 160 and a quarter, down a half. For barrel cheese, 158, down 2. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Tuesday, 1722. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February 719 and for March 719. Corn delivered to Scottville for February 711 and for March 711. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February 1456 and for March 1445. And wheat delivered to Scottville 701. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.19, corn at Scottville, $7.11, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $14.56, and wheat at Scottville, $7.01. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. It's 21 minutes after the hour of 6. Color radar showing scattered snow around our mid-Illinois listening area, the bulk of which in a band north of a line from Salem to Carrollton. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company.
If you're going to challenge the status quo, you don't do so timidly. You've got to dig a little deeper and aim a little higher. Introducing FS Envision Seed Corn, engineered with genetic muscle to outperform expectations. We're the challenger brand, but make no mistake, we're here to unseed the top seed. See your local FS member company or visit fsenvision.com. Powered by Green Plan Solutions.
Across mid-Illinois today, cloudy skies with rain or snow possible and steady temperatures in the mid-30s with northeast winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, a 50-50 chance of light snow, low temperatures in the low 30s. Tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy skies, high temperatures in the upper 30s. And your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 20s, highs in the low 40s. Overnight, WSMI weather watcher Kyle Schmedeke of Irving, 1.4 inches of snow. Right now at the Weather Center, west winds at 6 miles per hour, the barometric pressure steady. Cloudy skies, 31 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
The American farm family carries on the tradition of hard work and dedication to the land. This Farmer's Appreciation Salute is brought to you in part by Quality Flooring, now open in their new building on Route 16, 5 miles west of Litchfield. Quality you can stand on.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade, and we talked about the Chinese and whether or not they will make more soybean purchases.
Well, that's the big question. We keep waiting for USDA's confirmation of rumored sales. When we ended last week, there were rumors that China had purchased 9 cargoes of U.S. soybeans, primarily from the Pacific Northwest, for March shipments. So in other words, that means they want them pretty quick. And the report was that at least 2 of those cargoes were previously purchased soybeans from Brazil that were being switched because China was getting frustrated with loading delays out of Brazil. But we have yet to see confirmation. We've seen USDA confirm some new crop sales, but not the March shipment of old crop soybeans. So that has a huge impact on the markets going forward, particularly for the nearby prices, on whether we're going to be able to go back and make new highs again.
We've talked about it before, but is their frustration with the Brazilians, their infrastructure is years and years behind ours, isn't it?
Oh, it really is, and they're trying to make some improvements, and that's part of what's causing some concerns now as well. The port workers and the union that the port workers work for have been complaining about some of those advancements because they would remove some union jobs and privatize some of the ports and open up some positions for non-union workers. And so they had a work stoppage last Friday. It lasted 6 hours. They were going to do another one this week, but they called that one off and said, we won't have any more work stoppages prior to March 15th. We'll stay on the job and at the negotiating table. So that eased a lot of the concerns in the soybean market, and one of the reasons that precipitated the reversal down late last week that we're still paying the price for.
Do we have the supplies to keep up with the demand?
Oh, that's the concern. We have the supplies now, but that won't leave enough on the shelves for the second half of the marketing year for domestic processors to use. That's why there's rumors out now, unconfirmed, that some Paraguayan soybeans have been purchased by processors in the southeast for shipment March, April, and May coming up into the U.S. southeast. I think we're going to see more of that simply because we're going to run out of soybeans. Many of those imports may actually be already processed soy meal and perhaps even some soy oil.
What about the corn markets?
Corn supplies remain very tight, but as we've dropped down, because wheat has been pulling the price of corn down, we dropped below $7 on the futures market. We've started to improve margins along with higher gasoline prices that are increasing demand for ethanol. So our processor margins are improving. We're bringing some ethanol plants back online and undoing some of the rationing that we did. This continues to raise concerns about whether we have enough quality corn to get us through the marketing year to the harvest ahead.
That was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. Despite industry challenges, international markets have been a source of success for the pork industry. This past year was another record year for U.S. pork exports. National Pork Board CEO Chris Novak credits the Pork Checkoff's relationship with the United States Meat Export Federation to promote trade opportunities.
Those programs have had a tremendous effect, even in mature markets like Japan, which is still our top buyer of U.S. pork from a value standpoint. USMEF, in the last couple of years, has introduced spring rib, something that wasn't necessarily on the menu in Japan, and yet has seen great success as they worked with chefs and meat buyers and others to introduce a typical American product into Japanese homes.
Mr. Novak says market access is also extremely important for U.S. exports.
Every day as we look around the globe, there's bans, there may be phytosanitary trade barriers that are erected by different countries, and those obviously limit our opportunity to sell pork into those markets. And so ensuring that we have the scientific background that's necessary and that we have the other information to be able to go back to those countries and have a common sense conversation about the need and the value of open market and address their scientific concerns at the same time.
For more information, go to www.pork.org. Farmers and ranchers attending the Western Farm Show in Kansas City over the weekend got advice on where the livestock market is headed in 2013. Cattle Facts analyst Randy Block says the markets are more volatile than ever this year.
No doubt about it. You know, you get bigger swings today, record high price levels, and so you start seeing the swings we see now from these record high levels. People really have to pay attention.
Block says livestock producers are holding their breath that 2013 will be kinder to agriculture with some decent rainfall and, in turn, decent feed prices.
The last couple of years have been devastating for U.S. livestock producers, regardless of the segment you're in. When you have record high feed costs, and that drove most of the profitability out of the livestock segments. So all of us are praying for adequate moisture and that we can grow a good feed crop this year. And we need a corn crop up around 14 billion bushels, stabilize that market. We're seeing better production levels coming in out of other parts of the world, so hopefully we're going to get a little bit of help there too.
And hog producers continue to dig out of the red, but Mr. Block says there may be hope on that horizon too.
This fall was a tough run for the pork producers, whether it was soybean prices or corn prices. All these ration costs were record high, and there wasn't any profitability through that time period. We're more optimistic for pork producers as we move on into the second half of this year, that once we're able to get a good corn crop under our belt and see some softening in feed prices, that we'll see U.S. pork producers return to profitability in the second half.
Mr. Block says the key component Americans have to keep in mind is agriculture doesn't end with U.S. borders, and protecting global markets is of the utmost importance.
Only 4% of the world's population is in the U.S. These export markets are incredibly important to all of agriculture, really all of the U.S. in total. When we look at growing global incomes, growing global populations, more of that is happening outside of our borders than any time in the past. So don't want to start losing access to consumers around the globe. Nearly 30% of all of our pork that we produce in the U.S. is exported to consumers around the globe. That's a big number. And about 25% of our poultry, and beef would be, when we include variety meats, about 13% of our beef and beef variety meats. So this last year, the U.S. exported 16 billion pounds of protein all over the globe, so exports are important to us.
That was Cattle Facts analyst Randy Block. Over the weekend, the Section 19 FFA reporter Tommy Justison stopped by the WSMI studios. He talked about some of the activities of their green hand, or freshman and second-year students.
On Friday, January 25th, and Saturday, January 26th, Emily Adderman and Sean Alexander went to Collinsville, as well as some members from Hillsboro FFA chapter, to the 212 conference, which is basically a motivational conference for our green hands and second-year members. And I went as a freshman. I really enjoyed the opportunity to go, and I would encourage everybody to take the opportunity to go. You learn all about your goals and how to reach goals and to achieve goals and to make good decisions. On Wednesday, January 30th, Sam Austin from St. Elmo went to the district job interview contest at Lakeland College in Mattoon. In the job interview CDE, you make a phone call, fill out a cover letter, write a resume, and along with your interview with the three judges. She placed sixth at district and is now going to state on February 9th. Ashton and Emily, also from St. Elmo, went to cheer on their friend. Also that night was the Novice Parliamentary Procedure Contest, which was held in at Lakeland as well, which is local teams as well. However, this was like the underclassmen's shot at it. And Hillsboro won second place, so they get to move on to the next round. Well, that's about it for me. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
That was Tommy Justison, Section 19 FFA reporter. As we close part two of the Farm Show on this Wednesday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 7.11 1/4, up 5.5. May wheat trading at 7.16 1/4, now 7.16, up a nickel. March corn trading at 7.05, unchanged. May corn trading at 6.94 1/4, down a half. March soybeans trading at 14.56, up 8 1/4. May beans trading at 14.39 1/4, now 14.39 1/2, up 7 3/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. where membership means value.